Now, did you know that our children might actually be a little bit more sophisticated when it comes to food than we give them credit for? In fact, it turns out that the average five-year-old in the UK has already sampled food from 14 different countries, it's been revealed today, which is really good news for parents with Christmas just around the corner and the different cuisines that are on offer. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Rachel Allen, TV chef and mum herself, who's going to tell us a bit more. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you, Peg?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here on BCB 106.6 FM. Now, this sounds like great news.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's marvellous.
I know. Phillips Avent carried out this research that really has shown that our little ones of today are quite the foodies. Indian cuisine is just, you know, normal everyday thing for lots and lots of children. And actually, it's the third most popular cuisine in the UK.
Right. I mean, obviously, in here in Bradford, we're going to have a lot of kids who were brought up on, you know, on Asian cooking as pretty much the norm.
I know. And what I love seeing is how now it's such a common thing to see little ones in sushi restaurants, you know, using their little chopsticks. And we're all, our children think nothing of asking for sweet chili wings or this kind of thing at home.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
Yes, it's brilliant.
Now, you see, with some people would have us believe, though, that every child in Britain only wants to eat turkey Twizzlers.
No, I don't think so. Actually, I've never seen a turkey Twizzler, but anyway.
Yeah, but we're probably the lucky ones if we haven't seen them, I think.
Yeah, maybe. But really, it's food is a bit of an adventure, and it should be seen like that through children's eyes, you know, because it's really important to make eating exciting. It's the most important thing that we can do for ourselves is to feed ourselves and to feed our children. And I think making it fun and interesting and exciting is hugely, not only fun and lovely, but really important.
Absolutely. Now, Rachel, you're a well-known chef yourself. What are your tips then if we've got some parents listening and they're thinking, now, well, that's all very well, but my child's dead fussy?
Well, I think, and there are definitely so many parents in that situation. One thing I always do with my children, if I notice they're going through a bit of a stage, either when they're not eating their school lunches or going through more of a picky stage, I say to them, look, first of all, if it's practical, I will take them shopping with me. Now, I know some parents will say, no, I couldn't do that. You know, I've got five children. How could I take five of them shopping with me? Or if I don't take them shopping with me, I will say, now, guys, let's sit down for a second. Tell me, what foods, what do you want? You know, when I say, what do you want, I don't want to hear chicken nuggets or something. I'm going to say, I'm going to cook vegetables. I'm going to get you some fruit for your lunchbox. What is it that you like? Because their tastes do change. I find that tangerines are coming home and the lunchbox is not eaten. And actually, Luca, my second boy, he said, I think I want grapes at the moment. But to sit down and talk to them and then to make it fun, make the food look nice. That's a big one for me and in our house. We've got lots of little bowls and little egg cups. And particularly for my daughter, who's two, she loves it. Okay, she's obsessed with pink. So the little bowls...
Well, some of us don't grow out of it either, the obsessed with pink thing. I think that's good to encourage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so I bought lots of little plastic pink bowls, and I will put her little bits, whether it's a little, you know, even if it's... I mix together sweet chili sauce sometimes with creme fraiche, and she loves dipping little... I just cook wedges of potato, roast them in the oven. She likes dipping them in that. But making it look attractive on the plate, lots of little bowls and little egg cups with foods in it, you know, carrot sticks sticking out, or celery sticks or cucumber sticks sticking out, and really to make it interesting and fun like that. But really to talk to them, and if you can, even just to take 10 minutes and say, can you help me prepare this?
That's right, I've heard that a lot before. Involve the children, actually. I mean, it may be a bit messy, but involve them in the preparation. They're going to want to eat it so
Absolutely.
Much more.
Get them to peel a carrot. You know, okay, we've had once my son hurt himself on the peeler, but he never did it again. He got the tiniest little nick. And, you know, but I showed him how to do it, how to use the peeler, even if there's a tiny little knife. And, of course, this is just with children who are of an age who can hold a little knife, and you're standing there literally holding their hand, helping them with it. That can take just 5 minutes, and they'll be thrilled with themselves. But if they've been involved in some way, in any way, then it is going to make it more interesting, more exciting. And then really on another note, you know, you can't hide foods and things. You know, grating carrots into bolognese sauce is of course my old one. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
And grating vegetables in so they actually break down. And then sometimes I say to them afterwards, what did you think? Did you like that bolognese sauce? Oh, yeah, that was lovely. Well, actually, there was carrot in it, you know.
So or you tell one. Them then so they know what they've been eating and go, actually, it was quite nice.
Yes. But something which a friend of mine does, which I thought was a great idea, was to do a blind tasting with her children. And her children said that they didn't like peppers. Mm-hmm. And so one day, as a bit of fun, actually, when there were some other friends around, she said, come on, let's play a game. So she blindfolded all the children and then put foods in front of them. And they tasted little slices of red pepper, and they actually really liked them. And then when the blindfold came off afterwards, they said, oh, peppers, oh.
Oh, I don't like those, but funnily enough, I do now. Because the thing is, our taste buds do change, actually. And I've read something that says a child, you have to put it maybe food in front of them up to 10 to 19 times, something like that?
Yeah, you know, in this research that was carried out, it actually shows that some parents, I think it was something like 4 in 10 parents, will actually keep serving a food to a child until they like it, which is really interesting. Mm. And I think, why not? I will always put a little bit of something on the side of the plate and say, but just try it. You don't have to eat all of it. And actually, that's one big thing is pressure. Don't make it a stressful situation. Say, just give it a little try, and then you can leave the rest to the side. And also another thing is, I don't load up the plates hugely. Just put a little bit on the plate, and they feel absolutely thrilled with themselves when they have finished something.
Yeah, they can always have more, can't they? Can always have a bit of seconds.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I do think it's worth going to the website, the philipsadventfamily.co.uk. There are lots of good tips and advice, things like what I've been saying. You know, for parents who really are saying, oh, no, what do I do? And also with Christmas coming up, you know, we don't want to have a stressful time. We want the children to be able to eat. I'm going to be making Brussels sprout soup for my daughter.
I was going to ask you about the Brussels sprouts. Were you going to try and tackle those with your children? Yeah.
Our guys, actually, funnily enough, I love them now. I didn't like them when I was younger, but my mum is a great soup maker, and I'm a great soup maker too. Not a great as in, hopefully delicious soup maker, but I do make a lot of soup. Mm-hmm. Because our children are great, really, really, they love soup. I make toast, you know, butter it, cut into soldiers, as in fingers, and they dip soup, their toast into the soup. And Brussels sprout soup is delicious, really, really delicious. So cook a potato and an onion until almost soft, then add in your cooked Brussels sprouts that are left over, or raw Brussels sprouts, and some stock and a little bit of milk as well. Mm-hmm. Boil it until the vegetables are cooked, just about another 5-10 minutes, and then liquidise it. And buttery fingers of toast, yum!
Absolutely, really, really tasty. So, just looking at this list there, we've got pizzas that children are eating, obviously hamburgers, egg fried rice, quiche Lorraine, chicken shawarma. Are you going to be serving any of those up as well as the Brussels sprout soup?
Oh, yeah. I think, well, actually, pizza is a great one. If for actually getting other ingredients on, as in vegetables, as in whatever, you know, spinach leaves, kind of baby spinach leaves hidden under the cheese is another one, or shred the spinach leaves with a knife and then put them on the base. It is as if you're making a pizza yourself, which is really great. But stir fries, we cook a lot of at home. Korma curry something. I've always found our children love korma curries because they're creamy. And when they have nuts in them, they're really good.
And you can always make that with yogurt as well rather than cream,
absolutely,
can't you?
Absolutely.
If you're worried about that yourself. There was a website you mentioned there, Rachel, that people can find out more.
Yes, philipsadventfamily.co.uk.
philipsadventfamily.co.uk.
Yes.
And what plans have you got in the pipeline yourself?
Oh, I'm so excited about relaxing over Christmas, eating. And then I've also just started, but I've brought out my Easy Meals book just a couple of months ago, so I'm doing some work with that, just going around and publicising it, mm-hmm, and doing book signings. And believe it or not, next year, which is in a few weeks, I'm starting testing recipes for my next book, which is actually all about cakes.
Oh, well, we will definitely look forward to that. Maybe you can come back on and tell us a bit about the cakes then when you've got the next cakes recipe book.
Thank you, Peg.
That'll be brilliant. Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful Christmas, and let's hope your children enjoy their Brussels sprout soup.
You too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You too. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was the lovely Rachel Allen talking to us there, telling us about how to get your kids to enjoy more things at Christmas, and maybe not to assume that actually they don't like some of the things that I think we all think children don't like at Christmas.